Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into something that's not just another self-help list. It's a guide to living a better, more meaningful life. We're going to break down 12 powerful rules that can completely transform how you approach everything from your relationships to your personal growth. We'll start with the basics, like standing up straight with your shoulders back, and then we'll move into deeper stuff, like treating yourself with the same care you'd give someone you're responsible for, and surrounding yourself with people who genuinely want the best for you. We'll also talk about how to focus on your own progress instead of constantly comparing yourself to others, and why setting your house in order is the first step before you start criticizing the world around you. These aren't just rules, they're a roadmap to finding meaning in your life, telling the truth, and understanding that there's always something to learn from everyone you meet. And yeah, we'll even cover why it's important to let kids be kids and the unexpected wisdom in petting a cat when you cross paths with one. So if you're ready to dive deep and discover how these 12 rules can make a real difference in your life, grab a seat, hit that like button, and let's get started. Rule 1. Stand up straight with your shoulders back. The posture of power. Hey everyone, and welcome to our channel. Today we're kicking off a series on life-changing habits, and we're starting with a surprisingly powerful one, standing up straight with your shoulders back. Now, this might sound like something your parents nagged you about as a kid, but trust me, there's a lot more to good posture than just looking presentable. We're going to explore how it can impact your confidence, well-being, and even how you navigate the world. The way you carry yourself speaks volumes before you even utter a word. The Lobster's Guide to Success. Believe it or not, we can learn a thing or two about posture from lobsters. These fascinating creatures have a built-in dominance hierarchy. The top lobster, the one with the best territory and access to resources, literally stands taller and straighter. This posture is linked to higher levels of serotonin, a brain chemical that boosts confidence and well-being. The connection between posture and dominance isn't limited to the animal kingdom. The philosopher and psychologist William James once said, "Act as if what you do makes a difference. It does." Your posture is a powerful action that can shape your internal state and how the world responds to you. Now, you might be thinking, "I'm not a lobster, so what's the big deal?" The truth is, humans aren't so different. Our brains also react to posture, both our own and others. When we stand tall, we signal to ourselves and the world that we're capable, in control, and ready to face whatever comes our way. Posture in the modern world. Let's bring this ancient wisdom into the 21st century. Think about those times when you're feeling down or stressed. Do you tend to slouch, hunch your shoulders, and avoid eye contact? We all do it. But this posture can actually reinforce those negative feelings. It's like your body is mirroring your inner state, creating a feedback loop of negativity. Now imagine walking into a job interview or a social event with your shoulders back, head held high, and a confident smile. You'll not only feel better about yourself, but you'll project an image of competence and self-assurance. Beyond the physical, the metaphysical stance. But there's more to this than just looking good. Good posture is also a reflection of your attitude towards life. Standing tall is a symbolic act of accepting responsibility, facing challenges head-on, and refusing to be a victim. The ancient Stoics were all about taking responsibility for your life and focusing on what you can control. They understood that life throws curveballs, but it's our response to those challenges that defines us. Standing up straight is like saying, I'm here, I'm ready, and I'm not going to let life knock me down. It echoes the words of the poet Maya Angelou, who said, stand up straight and realize who you are, that you tower over your circumstances. The challenge: embody confidence and responsibility. So here's the challenge. Pay attention to your posture throughout the day. When you notice yourself slouching, make a conscious effort to straighten up. Feel the difference in your energy and mood. Notice how people respond to you differently. Remember, this isn't about vanity or pretending to be someone you're not. It's about aligning your physical presence with your inner strength and potential. It's about embodying confidence, responsibility, and the willingness to face life's challenges head on. So, stand tall, shoulders back, and embrace the power of posture. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below, and don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Rule 2. Treat yourself like someone you're responsible for helping. The self-love upgrade. All right, folks, let's get real for a minute. How many of us are way better at taking care of others than we are at taking care of ourselves? We'll go out of our way for friends, family, even our pets. But when it comes to our own needs, we often put them on the back burner. It's time to change that script, people. Today, we're diving into the second rule. Treat yourself like someone you're responsible for helping. The pet paradox. Let's start with a bit of a head-scratcher. Studies show that people are more likely to follow through on their pet's medication than their own. We'll dutifully give our furry friends their pills, but when it comes to our own health, we might skip doses, forget refills, or even ignore the doctor's orders altogether. Why is that? It seems like we often value our pet's well-being more than our own. Maybe it's because we feel guilty or ashamed of our own imperfections, or maybe we just don't think we deserve the same level of care and attention. But here's the thing, you are just as worthy of love and care as anyone else, including your adorable pet. The Stoic self-compassion. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and virtue, understood the importance of self-care. They believed that in order to live a good life, we must first take care of our own physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult." Now, this doesn't mean indulging in every whim or neglecting your responsibilities to others. It's about finding a balance between self-care and self-discipline, between meeting your own needs and contributing to the world around you. Real-world self-care, beyond bubble baths. So, what does treating yourself like someone you're responsible for helping look like in practice? It's not just about bubble baths and spa days, although those are definitely nice. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being in all areas of your life. Physical health. This means eating nutritious foods, getting regular exercise, and prioritizing sleep. It also means listening to your body and seeking medical attention when needed. Don't ignore those aches and pains, or put off that doctor's appointment. Mental health. Take time for activities that nourish your mind and soul. Read a good book, meditate, spend time in nature, or pursue a hobby you love. And don't be afraid to seek professional help if you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges. Emotional well-being. Cultivate healthy relationships, set boundaries, and learn to say no when necessary. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you, and don't be afraid to let go of toxic relationships that drain your energy. Spiritual growth. Connect with your values and beliefs, whatever they may be. This could involve practicing your faith, exploring different spiritual traditions, or simply spending time in quiet contemplation. The challenge: become your own best friend. So, here's the challenge. Start treating yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and respect that you would offer to a loved one. Pay attention to your needs, set healthy boundaries, and prioritize your well-being. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By taking care of yourself, you're not only improving your own life, but also enabling yourself to show up more fully for the people and causes you care about. As the Dalai Lama once said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." So start practicing self-compassion today and watch as your life transforms. Rule 3. Make friends with people who want the best for you. The friendship filter. All right, folks, let's talk about friendships, those crucial bonds that shape our lives and influence our well-being. The third rule in our series is simple but profound. Make friends with people who want the best for you. Now, this might sound like common sense, but you'd be surprised how many of us get tangled up in relationships that drain our energy, undermine our confidence, and even lead us down the wrong path. The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient times, were all about surrounding themselves with good company. They understood that the people we spend time with have a profound impact on our thoughts, emotions, and actions. As the Roman philosopher Seneca put it, "Associate with people who are likely to improve you." The power of positive influence. Think about it this way. Your friends are like mirrors, reflecting back to you your own beliefs, values, and behaviors. If you surround yourself with people who are negative, cynical, or self-destructive, their attitudes can easily rub off on you. It's like being trapped in a room full of mirrors that distort your reflection, making you doubt yourself and your potential. But when you choose friends who are positive, supportive, and genuinely want to see you succeed, their influence can be transformative. They'll encourage you to pursue your dreams, challenge you to grow, and celebrate your victories. It's like having a team of cheerleaders in your corner, reminding you of your worth and potential. The red flags: spotting toxic friendships. So, how can you tell if someone is a true friend or a toxic influence? Here are a few red flags to watch out for. They put you down or make you feel bad about yourself. True friends lift you up, not tear you down. They're always negative or complaining. Negativity is contagious. Surround yourself with people who radiate positivity and optimism. They encourage you to engage in self-destructive behaviors. True friends want what's best for you, even if it means saying no to a fun but unhealthy activity. They're jealous of your success or achievements. True friends celebrate your wins, not resent them. They take more than they give. Healthy relationships are built on reciprocity. If you're always the one giving and the other person is always taking, it's time to reevaluate the friendship. The Stoic challenge: choose your company wisely. Now, I'm not saying you have to ditch all your friends who aren't perfect. We all have flaws, and even the best of friendships have their ups and downs. But it's important to be mindful of the company you keep and to prioritize relationships that uplift and empower you. So, here's the challenge. Take a look at your social circle and ask yourself, are these people truly supportive of my goals and aspirations? Do they inspire me to be my best self? If the answer is no, it might be time to create some healthy distance and seek out new connections that align with your values and goals. Remember, as the motivational speaker Jim Rohn famously said, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So, choose your company wisely and watch as your life transforms. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Rule 4. The comparison trap. Ditch the keeping up with the Joneses mentality. Hey there, growth seekers. This rule is all about breaking free from a trap that can seriously mess with our happiness and motivation, comparing ourselves to others. It's so easy to fall into this pattern, especially in today's world of social media and constant comparison. But the Stoics, those wise philosophers from way back when, had a different approach. They believed that true growth and fulfillment come from focusing on your own progress, not on measuring yourself against others. The inner critic, the voice of comparison. We all have that little voice in our heads that loves to compare us to others. It whispers things like, they're so much more successful than you, or why can't you be more like them? This inner critic can be relentless, constantly reminding us of our perceived shortcomings and making us feel inadequate. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus recognized this struggle when he said, "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." The Stoics understood that true contentment comes from focusing on what you have, not on what you lack. They encouraged us to cultivate gratitude and appreciate our own unique journey, rather than getting caught up in the endless cycle of comparison. The social media mirage. In today's world, social media has amplified the comparison trap. We're constantly bombarded with images of other people's seemingly perfect lives, their exotic vacations, their dream jobs, their picture-perfect families. It's easy to forget that these are just carefully curated highlights, not the full picture. Comparing your behind-the-scenes struggles to someone else's highlight reel is a recipe for unhappiness and self-doubt. It's like comparing apples to oranges. It's simply not a fair or productive comparison. The Stoic solution: focus on your own growth. So, how can we break free from this comparison trap? The Stoics offer a simple but powerful solution. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Focus on your own progress, your own growth, and your own journey. Celebrate your small wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep striving to become the best version of yourself. As the modern-day philosopher and author Ryan Holiday puts it, the only comparison that matters is the one between who you are today and who you were yesterday. Real-world examples, the comparison detox. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into our daily lives. Imagine you're learning a new skill, like playing the guitar or speaking a foreign language. It's natural to feel discouraged when you see others who are more advanced. But instead of comparing yourself to them, focus on your own progress. Celebrate the chords you've mastered, the new vocabulary you've learned, and the joy you find in the process of learning. Or perhaps you're working towards a fitness goal. It's easy to get caught up in comparing your body to others at the gym or on social media. But remember, everyone's journey is different. Focus on your own strength, your own endurance, and the positive changes you're making in your own life. The challenge: embrace your unique journey. So, here's the challenge. The next time you find yourself comparing yourself to others, gently remind yourself of this Stoic principle. Focus on your own progress. Celebrate your own wins, and let go of the need to measure yourself against others. Remember, as Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." By embracing your unique journey and focusing on your own growth, you'll unlock a world of possibilities and find true fulfillment in your own accomplishments. Rule 5. The Don't Be a Pushover Parenting Principle. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about parenting. It's a beautiful, messy, and often challenging journey. And today's rule might ruffle a few feathers, but it's a crucial one for raising responsible, well-adjusted kids. Don't let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Now, this doesn't mean being a drill sergeant or crushing your child's spirit. It's about setting healthy boundaries, teaching accountability, and fostering mutual respect. The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient times, understood the importance of discipline and guidance in shaping character. They believed that children, like young saplings, need careful tending and pruning to grow into strong and fruitful trees. The perils of permissive parenting. In today's world, there's a trend towards permissive parenting, where parents are afraid to say no or set limits for fear of damaging their child's self-esteem. But the Stoics would argue that true self-esteem comes from competence and responsibility, not from endless praise and indulgence. Think about it. If you let your child run wild, throwing tantrums in public, disrespecting others, and shirking their responsibilities, they're not going to learn how to navigate the real world. They'll grow up entitled, ill-equipped to handle challenges, and ultimately unhappy. The importance of boundaries. Children need boundaries, just like they need love and support. Boundaries provide a sense of security, predictability, and order. They help children understand what's expected of them, and they teach them valuable lessons about self-control and respect for others. Think of it like a playground. Without fences or boundaries, children would be free to wander off, get lost, or even get hurt. But within the confines of the playground, they can explore safely, play freely, and learn important social skills. The Stoic Challenge, Raising Responsible Kids. So, how can you apply this rule in your own parenting journey? It starts with setting clear expectations and consequences for misbehavior. It means saying no when necessary, even if it leads to a tantrum or a pout. It also means being consistent, following through on your promises, and holding your child accountable for their actions. Remember, discipline isn't about punishment. It's about guidance and teaching. It's about helping your child develop the skills and character traits they need to succeed in life. As the modern-day psychologist and author Dr. Laura Markham puts it, discipline is about teaching, not punishing. So, I challenge you to embrace this Stoic principle and raise your children with love, firmness, and a healthy dose of discipline. Set boundaries, teach accountability, and foster mutual respect. Your children will thank you for it in the long run as they grow into responsible, confident, and successful adults. Rule 6. Clean up your own mess. First, the Stoic's Guide to Meaningful Change. All right, folks, today's lesson dives into a rule that's both a personal challenge and a call to action. Set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. Now, this doesn't mean you need a spotless home or a perfectly curated life before you can speak up about injustice or try to make a difference. It's about recognizing that real change starts from within, from taking responsibility for your own life and actions before you point fingers at others or try to fix the world's problems. The ancient Stoics were all about personal responsibility and self-mastery. They believed that the key to a good life lies in focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your character, and accepting what you can't. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." In other words, focus on your own growth and development, even if it means looking silly or making mistakes along the way. The world as a mirror. Think of the world as a mirror, reflecting back to you your own inner state. If you're constantly complaining about the world, blaming others for your problems, or feeling like a victim, it's a sign that something needs to be addressed within yourself. The 13th century Persian poet Rumi captured this idea beautifully when he wrote, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself." The Stoics would agree that true change begins with self-awareness and a willingness to take responsibility for your own life. Start with the small things. So, how can you put your own house in order? It starts with the small things. Are you taking care of your physical health? Are you nurturing your relationships? Are you pursuing your goals and dreams with passion and dedication? If not, it's time to start making some changes. Maybe it's committing to a regular exercise routine, reaching out to a friend you haven't spoken to in a while, or taking that online course you've been putting off. Remember, even small steps can lead to big transformations over time. The ripple effect of personal change. The Stoics believed that our actions have a ripple effect, influencing not only our own lives, but also the world around us. When you focus on improving yourself, on becoming a more virtuous and responsible person, you naturally become a positive force for change. Imagine a community where everyone is committed to personal growth and self-improvement. It would be a place filled with kindness, compassion, and mutual support. People would be less likely to engage in conflict or negativity, and more likely to work together to solve problems and create a better world. The challenge: embrace self-mastery, spark change. So, here's the challenge. Before you criticize the world or try to change others, take a long, hard look in the mirror. Are you living up to your own standards? Are you taking responsibility for your own life and actions? If not, it's time to start making some changes. Remember, the world is a reflection of ourselves. By focusing on our own growth and development, we can create a ripple effect of positive change that extends far beyond our individual lives. As Mahatma Gandhi famously said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." So, go out there and set your house in perfect order. Embrace the Stoic path of self-mastery and watch as your life and the world around you transform. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Rule 7. The meaningful life. Ditch the quick fixes and aim for the stars. All right, folks, get ready for a dose of truth that might just shake up your world. This rule is all about the difference between what's meaningful and what's merely expedient. It's about ditching those short-term fixes and instant gratifications and aiming for something deeper, something that truly nourishes your soul. Now, we live in a world that's obsessed with quick results and easy solutions. We want everything fast, easy, and convenient. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and virtue, would tell us that this pursuit of instant gratification is a recipe for emptiness and dissatisfaction. As the philosopher Viktor Frankl, who survived the horrors of the Holocaust, famously said, "Man's search for meaning is the primary motivation in his life, and not a secondary rationalization of instinctual drives." The expedient trap, the illusion of easy. The expedient path is all about seeking the quickest, easiest way to get what you want, regardless of the long-term consequences. It's about prioritizing immediate pleasure over lasting fulfillment. It's the temptation to procrastinate, to indulge in unhealthy habits, to take shortcuts, and to prioritize superficial gains over deep, meaningful connections. Think about those times when you've chosen to binge-watch a TV show instead of working on a passion project, or when you've opted for fast food instead of cooking a nutritious meal. These choices might feel good in the moment, but they often leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled in the long run. The meaningful path, the journey to fulfillment. The meaningful path, on the other hand, is about pursuing what truly matters to you, even if it's difficult or challenging. It's about aligning your actions with your values, your purpose, and your long-term goals. It's about investing in your relationships, your health, your personal growth, and your contribution to the world. Imagine dedicating time each day to learning a new skill, volunteering for a cause you care about, or simply having a deep, meaningful conversation with a loved one. These actions might not offer instant gratification, but they nourish your soul and contribute to a sense of lasting fulfillment. The Stoic challenge: choose meaning over expedience. So, how can you start pursuing what's meaningful in your own life? Here are a few tips. 1. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? What are the principles that guide your life? Take some time for introspection and identify your core values. 2. Set meaningful goals. Once you know your values, set goals that align with them. These goals should be challenging but achievable, and they should contribute to your overall sense of purpose and fulfillment. 3. Embrace discomfort. The meaningful path isn't always easy. It often involves stepping outside your comfort zone, facing your fears, and making sacrifices. But remember, growth and transformation happen on the other side of discomfort. 4. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the good things in your life, both big and small. This helps you stay focused on what truly matters and avoid getting caught up in the pursuit of fleeting pleasures. 5. Be patient. Meaningful change takes time. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and trust that your efforts will pay off in the long run. Remember, the pursuit of meaning is a lifelong journey. It's about making conscious choices, day in and day out, that align with your values and contribute to your overall well-being. It's about embracing challenges, learning from setbacks, and constantly striving to become the best version of yourself. So, I challenge you to ditch the quick fixes and embrace the meaningful path. Choose depth over shallowness, purpose over pleasure, and lasting fulfillment over fleeting gratification. Your future self will thank you for it. Rule 8. The truth hurts sometimes, but lies hurt more. All right, folks, let's have a serious chat about something that's easier said than done: telling the truth. Now, we all know lying is bad, right? But let's be real, we've all fibbed a little here and there. Maybe to avoid hurting someone's feelings, or to get out of a sticky situation. But here's the thing, the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a virtuous life, believed that honesty is the cornerstone of a good life. They understood that even small lies can have big consequences, eroding trust, damaging relationships, and ultimately harming our own integrity. The Stoic stance on truth. The Stoics believed that truth is essential for living in harmony with the world and with ourselves. As Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, put it, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." They saw truth-telling as a matter of integrity, a way to align our words and actions with our values and principles. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go around blurting out every thought that pops into your head or being brutally honest all the time. There's a place for tact and diplomacy, of course, but the Stoics would argue that even white lies and half-truths can chip away at our integrity and create a slippery slope towards bigger deceptions. The high cost of lying. Think about it this way. Every time you tell a lie, you're creating a gap between your words and reality. You're building a house of cards that can easily collapse when the truth inevitably comes out. And the consequences of lying can be far-reaching. Imagine you tell a little white lie to your friend to avoid a social event you don't want to attend. It might seem harmless at the time, but what happens when your friend finds out the truth? They might feel hurt, betrayed, and question your trustworthiness. That small lie can have a ripple effect, damaging your relationship and eroding the foundation of trust. Or consider the workplace. You might be tempted to exaggerate your accomplishments on your resume or during an interview, but what happens when your employer discovers the truth? You could lose your job, damage your reputation, and even face legal consequences. It's simply not worth the risk. The power of authenticity. The Stoics believed that living in accordance with truth leads to a sense of inner peace and freedom. When your words and actions are aligned with your values, you don't have to carry the burden of guilt or shame. You can walk through life with your head held high, knowing that you're living with integrity. Think about those people you admire most. Chances are they're people who are known for their honesty and authenticity. They speak their truth, even when it's difficult, and they inspire trust and respect in those around them. The Stoic challenge: embrace honesty. So, here's the challenge. Commit to telling the truth, or at the very least, avoid lying. Start small. Be honest with yourself about your thoughts and feelings. Practice speaking your truth in your relationships, even when it's uncomfortable. And remember, honesty doesn't have to be harsh or hurtful. You can communicate your truth with kindness and compassion. As the philosopher Immanuel Kant famously said, "Act only according to that maxim whereby you can, at the same time will, that it should become a universal law." In other words, live by principles that you would want everyone else to live by. Honesty is one of those principles. By embracing honesty and authenticity, you'll not only build stronger relationships and a better reputation, but also cultivate a deep sense of inner peace and self-respect. So, go out there and speak your truth, my friends. The world needs your authentic voice. Rule 9. Listen up. The surprising wisdom of assuming others know something you don't. All right, folks, get ready to have your minds blown. Today's rule is all about approaching conversations with a healthy dose of humility and curiosity. Assume that the person you are listening to might know something you don't. Now, this might sound counterintuitive. After all, we're all pretty smart cookies, right? We've got our own experiences, our own opinions, and our own expertise. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and virtue, would tell us that true knowledge comes not from arrogance, but from a willingness to learn from others. The Socrates Shuffle, Embracing Ignorance. The legendary philosopher Socrates was famous for his method of questioning, constantly challenging people's assumptions and exposing their ignorance. But here's the twist. Socrates himself claimed to know nothing. He believed that true wisdom lies in recognizing the vastness of what we don't know. As he famously said, "I know that I know nothing." Now, this doesn't mean we should walk around feeling clueless or inferior. It's about approaching conversations with an open mind and a genuine curiosity to learn from others. It's about recognizing that everyone has their own unique perspective and experiences, and that even the most seemingly ordinary person might have something valuable to teach us. The Hidden Gems of Conversation. Think about it this way. Every person you meet is like a book, filled with stories, insights, and knowledge that you've never encountered before. By truly listening to them, you're opening yourself up to a whole new world of possibilities. Imagine you're chatting with a colleague at work, someone you might not consider particularly wise or accomplished. But as you listen to them talk about their hobbies, their travels, or their life experiences, you might be surprised to discover hidden talents, passions, or even profound insights that you never would have expected. Or perhaps you're having a conversation with an elderly relative, someone who's lived a long and full life. They might share stories about their childhood, their struggles, their triumphs, and the wisdom they've gleaned along the way. By listening attentively, you're not just connecting with your family history, you're also gaining valuable life lessons and perspectives that can enrich your own journey. The Stoic Challenge: Open your mind, expand your world. So, here's the challenge. Approach every conversation with the assumption that the other person might know something you don't. Listen actively, ask thoughtful questions, and be open to new ideas and perspectives. You might be surprised at the hidden gems of wisdom you uncover and the deeper connections you forge. Remember, as the modern-day philosopher and author Alain de Botton put it, "The wisest people seem to be those who know they know nothing." By embracing humility and curiosity, you'll not only become a better listener, but also a lifelong learner, constantly expanding your knowledge and understanding of the world. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Rule 10, the power of precision. Say what you mean what you say. All right, folks, let's talk about the power of words. We use them every day to communicate, connect, and express ourselves. But how often do we really mean what we say? And how often do our words create confusion, misunderstandings, or even conflict? This rule is all about cutting through the fluff and getting to the heart of the matter. Be precise in your speech. The ancient Stoics, those masters of clear thinking, understood the importance of precise language. They believed that sloppy or ambiguous communication can lead to all sorts of problems, from misinterpretations and hurt feelings to full-blown arguments and even societal breakdown. As the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein famously said, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." The Stoics would agree that the words we use shape our reality, influencing how we perceive the world, how we interact with others, and even how we understand ourselves. The fog of imprecision. In today's world, where communication is often fast and furious, it's easy to fall into the trap of imprecise language. We use vague terms, make generalizations, and rely on clichés and jargon. But this lack of clarity can create a fog of confusion, leading to misunderstandings, misinterpretations, and missed opportunities. Think about those times when you've had an argument with a loved one, only to realize later that you were both talking about different things. Or maybe you've received feedback at work that left you feeling confused and frustrated because the language was so vague and ambiguous. These are just a few examples of how imprecise speech can create unnecessary conflict and hinder our ability to connect with others. The Stoic solution: clarity and intentionality. The Stoics offer a powerful antidote to this communication chaos: precision. It's about choosing your words carefully, defining your terms clearly, and expressing your thoughts and feelings with intentionality. It's about saying what you mean and meaning what you say. This doesn't mean you have to become a walking dictionary or speak in a formal, stilted manner. It's about being mindful of your language, avoiding generalizations and assumptions, and striving for clarity and accuracy in your communication. Real-world precision, cutting through the noise. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into our daily lives. Imagine you're giving feedback to a colleague on a project. Instead of saying something vague, like, "This needs to be better," try being more specific. Pinpoint the areas that need improvement and offer concrete suggestions for how to make those changes. Or perhaps you're having a conversation with your partner about a sensitive topic. Instead of making assumptions or generalizations about their feelings, ask open-ended questions and truly listen to their responses. This creates a space for honest and vulnerable communication, fostering deeper understanding and connection. The challenge: speak with clarity and purpose. So here's the challenge. Start paying closer attention to the words you use. Are you being clear and intentional in your communication? Are you avoiding generalizations and assumptions? Are you truly saying what you mean? Remember, as the author and communication expert George Bernard Shaw once said, "The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place." By embracing the Stoic principle of precision, you can break through this illusion and create more meaningful, authentic, and effective communication in all areas of your life. So, go out there and speak your truth with clarity and purpose. The world needs your clear and concise voice. Rule 11. Let kids be kids and skateboarders skateboard. The value of risk and resilience. All right, folks. Today we're talking about something that might make some of you a little uncomfortable: risk-taking. Specifically, we're diving into the rule: do not bother children when they are skateboarding. Now, before you helicopter parents start freaking out, hear me out. This isn't about encouraging recklessness or neglecting safety. It's about recognizing the importance of allowing young people to explore their limits, face challenges, and develop the resilience they need to thrive in the real world. The playground paradox: safety versus growth. Think back to your own childhood. Remember those playgrounds with the towering metal slides, the rickety swings that went sky high, and the merry-go-rounds that spun so fast you thought you might fly off? Those playgrounds were awesome, weren't they? They were also, by today's standards, pretty darn dangerous. But here's the thing. Those dangerous playgrounds taught us valuable lessons about risk, resilience, and our own physical capabilities. We learned how to climb, jump, and fall. We experienced the thrill of pushing our limits and the satisfaction of overcoming challenges. And yes, we might have gotten a few bumps and bruises along the way, but those experiences helped us grow stronger and more confident. In today's world, we've become obsessed with safety. We bubble wrap our kids, sanitize their environments, and try to protect them from every possible risk. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who valued courage and resilience, would argue that this overprotective approach can actually hinder children's development. As Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, once said, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." The skateboarder's spirit, embracing challenge. Now, let's talk about those fearless skateboarders. They're out there, defying gravity, pushing their limits and risking injury. Some might see them as reckless or foolish, but the Stoics would see them as embodying a vital human spirit, the drive to explore, to challenge oneself, and to master the world around them. Skateboarding isn't just about tricks and stunts. It's about overcoming fear, building confidence, and developing resilience. It's about falling down and getting back up again and again until you finally nail that ollie or land that kickflip. It's about embracing the thrill of the unknown and the satisfaction of hard-won mastery. The challenge: foster resilience, not fear. So, what does this mean for parents, educators, and anyone who interacts with young people? It means recognizing that a certain amount of risk and challenge is essential for growth and development. It means allowing kids to explore their limits, to make mistakes, and to learn from their experiences. This doesn't mean throwing caution to the wind or neglecting safety altogether. It's about finding a balance between providing support and guidance, while also allowing young people the freedom to explore, experiment, and discover their own capabilities. As the modern-day psychologist and author Dr. Peter Gray puts it, children need to take risks in order to learn how to manage risks. When we deprive them of opportunities to take risks, we deprive them of opportunities to become competent adults. So, the next time you see a kid skateboarding, resist the urge to tell them to be careful or to stop showing off. Instead, offer them encouragement, admiration, and maybe even a little bit of space to let them do their thing. You might just be witnessing the birth of a future innovator, entrepreneur, or even a world-class athlete. Remember, resilience is built not through protection, but through experience. So let those kids skateboard, let them climb trees, let them explore the world and discover their own potential. By embracing the Stoic principle of allowing young people to face challenges and take risks, we're not just helping them grow stronger and more confident. We're also helping them build the resilience they need to thrive in an unpredictable and ever-changing world. Rule 12. Pet a cat. When you encounter one on the street, the simple joys amidst chaos. All right, folks, now we're wrapping things up with a rule that might seem a bit quirky at first glance. Pet a cat when you encounter one on the street. Now, before you dog lovers start barking at me, let me clarify. This rule isn't just about cats. It's about appreciating the small joys and moments of connection that life offers, even amidst chaos and suffering. It's about recognizing the beauty and wonder that surrounds us, if only we take the time to notice. The Stoic perspective, finding solace in the simple things. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who championed resilience and inner peace, understood the importance of appreciating the present moment. They recognized that life can be tough, but it's also filled with countless opportunities for joy and connection, if we're open to them. As Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Dwell on the beauty of life, watch the stars, and see yourself running with them." The Stoics encouraged us to find solace in the natural world, in the simple pleasures of everyday life, and in the connections we forge with others. The cat as a symbol, embracing the unexpected. So, why cats? Well, cats are fascinating creatures. They're independent, unpredictable, and often delightfully aloof. They remind us that not everything in life can be controlled or planned. Sometimes the most beautiful moments are the ones that catch us by surprise. Imagine you're having a bad day. You're stressed, overwhelmed, and feeling a bit down. You're walking down the street, lost in your thoughts, when suddenly a fluffy cat crosses your path. You stop, crouch down, and offer a gentle hand. The cat hesitates for a moment, then cautiously approaches, rubbing its head against your palm. In that instant, your worries fade away, replaced by a sense of warmth, connection, and simple joy. This is the power of the unexpected, the beauty of the present moment. It's a reminder that even amidst life's challenges, there are still moments of grace, wonder, and connection to be found. The challenge: open your heart to the little things. So here's the challenge. Start paying attention to the little things in your life. Notice the beauty of a sunset, the sound of birdsong, the laughter of a child. And yes, if you encounter a friendly cat on the street, take a moment to connect with it. Pet it gently, appreciate its presence, and let its purrs soothe your soul. Remember, life isn't just about achieving big goals or overcoming major obstacles. It's also about savoring the small moments, appreciating the beauty that surrounds us, and finding joy in the simple act of being alive. As the poet Mary Oliver wrote, "Attention is the beginning of devotion." So, open your heart to the little things, my friends. Embrace the unexpected, cultivate gratitude, and find joy in the present moment. By doing so, you'll not only enrich your own life, but also contribute to a more compassionate and connected world. All right, folks. That's a wrap for today's video. We've covered a lot of ground with these 12 rules, and I hope they've given you something to think about as you move forward in your own journey. Remember, these aren't just ideas. They're practical steps you can start applying in your life right now, whether it's standing up straight, being honest, or pursuing what's meaningful. Each of these rules has the potential to make a real difference. If you found this video helpful, don't forget to give it a thumbs up and share it with someone who could use a little extra motivation. And of course, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future content. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. How are you going to start applying these rules in your life? Let's keep the conversation going. Thanks for spending your time with me today. Until next time, take care, stay strong, and keep making those positive changes. You've got this.